views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to dive in to the chakra system. For a lot of people, that's a brand new topic. And for others, they've heard about it for years. It is not a new, It's been around forever, as old as I think mankind. And we've always had them. They're part of us. So what I want to do today is revisit that a little bit with everything that's happening, with all the transitions and just everything we have going on. I want to dive into the chakras and revisit them a little bit with a little bit of what I would call updating. I don't know another word for it, but I want to help you know that even though things are changing and everything's changing so much, we have a chakra system that's a huge part of our makeup. It's not just about the physical. It affects everything, though. It affects the physical, it affects our emotions, our spiritual, and everything is about the energy with the chakras. We call them, I say we, people that study this and understand them, especially people that are in energy healing like I am, I call them the energy transformers. They process energy for us. They process every bit of every ounce of energy that we absorb, process. It's our own energy, what we pick up from another person or outside of ourselves, but they're very important. We process this energy all the time. So the chakra system is a very important part of us. And you would be familiar with it if you are, you do yoga or you're all about yoga, you would understand. They talk about the chakras. And I love yoga. I mean, you know, the word that I always say at the end of the show when I say goodbye to you, namaste, that's a very ancient word. And that's a Sanskrit that means the light in me honors the light in you when I say that. That's what I'm saying when I say goodbye to you. I'm honoring you, the light within you. It's very respectful. You can use it as a greeting, hello or goodbye. That's what I do with it. Now, I just like it. I got my t-shirt on here today that says namaste at the beach. You can't see it all because I'm not tall enough, but it's there. See, if I stand up really tall, you can kind of see it. But, you know, and that's if you're watching. Sorry, guys. I know some people are listening to the audio, and we do a live video stream as well. And that you can find out all the information at my website. That's jenroyster.com. And you know, you can watch or listen, and we're live right now on WBLQ up in Westerly, Rhode Island, and transformationtalkradio.com. So you can pretty much go anywhere and pick it up any way you want. And this whole thing with the chakras, there's a lot of them. There's seven main ones. Then there's more advanced. I call them advanced because they're higher, like more about into the spirituality. And I want to address those seven main ones that we've always heard about today. There's even other ones that are in our hands, and there's really a lot. That's a deep course. And then I want to work with 1 through 7 today and just introduce you to them if you're new to it, but also refresh you and give you a little bit of an update on processing with those energy transformers if you are familiar with the chakras, because I'm learning that there's a lot of things that are different about it. And I think this is important to address. You know, June was like, wow, crazy energy, right? And we had that full moon a couple of days ago, and man, I loved it. I felt the peace just rolling in with that one. Loved it, loved it, loved it. After all the crazy stuff going on. But on an individual level, we're feeling that. And then as a global level, we're feeling all of these things. But what I love, which we're going to do next week on the show, we'll talk about the July energy. And it really did start to roll in with that moon the other day. But the peace energy is coming in to kind of give us a wow factor with that. And I'm going to go all into the July energies and what the angels have for us and how we can make the most of July. I'm going to do that next Thursday on the show. So today we're focusing on the chakras because it's time to recalibrate, rebalance them, revisit that and go, okay, I need to become more aware of how I'm processing all this stuff, right? All of this stuff. How am I processing all this stuff? We always have the lines open if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in, you have a question. Chakras are all about the energy. So it's a very important part of how I read energy fields as well. You want to be able to understand what each one processes. And what that does is it brings in information. You're tapping into your own personal intuition that way. So the chakras are really important. And each one has different things they process. So if I'm going to start with 1 through 7, which are the main basic ones today, number 1 is located at the base of your spine. Okay, base of your spine. And number 7 would be at the top of your head, right at the crown. And then the rest of them are right in between. And I'll walk through those and give you, I want to give you some tips that are, you know, could help you right now, right today, even if this is brand new for you. And yesterday when I was setting up to just let everybody know, okay, here's the show for tomorrow, I literally channeled unexpectedly, was not... I love this when that happens. I know. I love the just being in the now and not trying to pre-plan something. But I was not planning this, but I wanted to talk about chakras today. I knew that. And then unexpectedly, I get this tap on the shoulder. And, you know, I work with the angels all the time, but I get this tap on the shoulder. It's like, I want you to do something. Put it together, a live stream. And it's basically going to be like a 1 hour live stream class where you're with me directly, but it's just for 1 hour. And it's going to go into these chakras even more than what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go over some things, but I can't do it so much, you know, with the time limits of a show, but I can introduce you to it. So I've put together something like that. You know, you can go check it out right now if you want, but it came through. I literally did the automatic writing. I said, well, how do you want me to write it up? Michael, Archangel Michael was on my shoulder going, get on this now. And I'm like, okay, I'm typing. It was a blur, literally. I usually paint, not so much automatic writing, but it happens. And then I go back and I read this thing. It's going, this is going to have so many things to edit. Right? What in the world? I was blown away. I think I had to change one word, and I thought, that's pretty clean. And nobody types that fast. Nobody, you know, we edit like 10 times, right? If we remember properly, and there's always something else. And I'm not saying it's perfect in there. I'm sure somebody will find something. But if it was that crisp, and then the message that went to it, this is a channeled do this class now thing. So what I decided to do was I made it live, just like I'm doing right now, where You can interact with me. You can send in questions. You can do all these things. You can start right now today. You can go over and look at it. And it's, you know, it's so easy. You just go to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. It's right there on the front page, on the homepage. You'll see it. You can't miss it. It's going to be about the chakras, a new one. And it should be the very first one you see right there. But go look and see if that's something that would be helpful to you, because I'm going to go over what I can today. But then they said, you got to do more. We got to go a little bit deeper, but we're going to do it in a quick, we're going to go deeper, but we're not going to make this a 4-week thing. We're going to get together for hour and a half, however long it takes to answer your questions. That's what I want to do for you. I want to have this one-on-one with the people that want to understand this better. So you can start putting those questions in right now on what you want to know about it. And we're going to go to that. So with that, we're going to dive into these chakras when we come back from break. I love working with energy. So I think you're going to enjoy this if this is brand new to you. So just listen to it. And then when you're doing your next yoga class, you're going to get a lot more out of your yoga class. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the chakra system. We want to revisit it. And we want to, kind of become more aware of how we can balance that. And the reason I want to talk about it today is because when we're going through so much transition like we are in this year, I mean, we're 6 months in. So, you know, it's like crazy this year. The changes that I'm seeing are just blowing me away. I want to help you know that you can do a lot more positive shifting, it not be overwhelming, working with your chakras and being more aware of a balance for them. Energy healing is very good for that. Whether you're feeling it in a physical health issue, mentally you're just going through something, you know, emotions, it's a big one on the emotions, and that's especially one of the heart chakra, which is the fourth chakra. And you know, you have all these bodies, right? And every bit of this is an energy. I mean, the mental body is usually affected by the energy that is belief or the thoughts, where emotions are another type of energy. And our chakras are processing this stuff like crazy. So I'm going to address a few things that are going on that you could relate to in current times. When everything's all peaceful and everything's great, you know, you're like, okay, I'm good, I'm feeling balanced. But when a lot of things are happening unexpectedly and, you know, life kind of throws these wrenches and curveballs at you, you're going to that response and, you know, how can you process this and keep your feet on the ground, keep yourself in a place of healthy approaching things or reacting and just be healthier, period. Because even on your health, your physical health, it can drain you, that stress, that overwhelm. I mean, that's draining your immune system. Bottom line, it's draining the immune system. And then you're being, you know, you're going to catch more colds and then, you know, just things start domino. It's a domino effect in the wrong direction. So if we were to go in and be aware and you had something you could do yourself where it wasn't dependent on someone else, that's what I'm really about that. Yes, I'm a teacher and I want to help you. But at the same time, I really want you to feel empowered that you can do things for yourself. I really think that that's an important message for a lot of people right now that are adjusting to how come it's not being done for me anymore. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of things like that where we were, a lot of our power was taken from us. And I'm about giving it back to you. And you feel empowered. You feel empowered to make choices. So let's start with the first chakra. The first chakra is, like I said, it's at the root base, the very bottom of your spine. And it is one of the ones that deals with, which you're probably feeling a lot of, everybody is, even if you're very spiritually grounded and connected, you're going to be feeling this one right now. This one is the one that processes everything that has to do with physical needs met. Also, and I don't know why I got to bring this up, but I guess I do. Somebody out there needs to hear it. This one also will affect addictions. If you thought you had that one slayed and now it's coming in and yanking your chain again, you might want to work with that first chakra in balancing it. Okay, that one is that. And they're, like I said, they're energy transformers and they've been described and they look kind of like a wheel because they're moving. And when we work to heal them, I mean, we're working to clear out things that you may absorb there that you haven't released. And that's one of the big things that'll happen if they're unbalanced and if they're not all about the same level, you know, that can cause things to happen. So that first one is really a physical needs met. Your security, you have a roof over your head, you have food to eat. Yeah, you have job security, you have, it will affect relationships. Like, where are you in a relationship? Do you feel secure as an individual? It will affect the addictions if there's an addiction in there somewhere. And that addiction could be just about anything. It's not just your drugs and alcohol that come to mind. It could be, I've seen exercise addiction, running addiction. I've seen food addiction, you know, anything that that's out of balance, because everything's about the balance. That's what you want to look for. It's all about the balance. So whatever just completely takes over and controls you, that's what you're looking for, because that's taking your power away. Totally taking your power away. So what can we do with that? How do you clear that? Well, this is an awareness. First, you want to see that you have that. There's an awareness that, okay, I got this going on. And then you want to start with, is this coming from an emotion, a belief? You know, you're looking at it that way. Is this a physical illness I've got going on? What's going on? I mean, there's all these different areas of security. And it's very much about being here on Earth. It's also about being grounded, and you're here. You know, you're here. That one helps. They call it the root. So what does a root of a tree do? It grounds and anchors into the earth. It grounds. So think of it like that. Now, if you had a way to clear that quickly, I would say that it would start with an intention of thought. You would do that. I always like using the salts, you know, for energy. But if you were to just take a moment and focus on that root chakra, the first chakra, it's they give it the color red, you know, but what I'm noticing is some of these colors are starting to shift for people. And if you think of a beautiful red, just almost beautiful red, and if it needed clearing or you feel imbalanced in some of those areas, focus on it being perfectly clean without any muddy or dark areas. And honestly, people think, I don't know if I can do that. I'm telling you, you can, because it was at a point where you had to go, and that's still out there. And if you really are in over your head, go see somebody and have energy healing done. I mean, I do it all the time. I do it remote now. You don't need to physically be with anybody. We're getting to a level where you can do some of this yourself. But if you want, you can use Reiki. But balancing those energy and clearing that out, you're holding on to a fear. It really goes into the fears. And I'm staying on this one because this is a big one that's being hit a lot right now with all the changes. I mean, when things unexpectedly change, it kind of yanks you, you know, whoa, well, what's going to happen now? That's, I wasn't expecting that. It didn't go smoothly, or, you know, surprises, things like that will really affect the first chakra. And I want you to know about it, because if you don't know about it, you could balance that, process some of that energy, release some of that you're holding on to. I use the angels all the time. I mean, Michael does it, works with me every day, because I'm doing energy healing with people. I help them, but I also teach it to them. That's what I want to do. And that's what that course is about that I was telling you about, that live stream I'm going to do. I think it's on July 19th. I think I'm going to do it. But we're going to really get in there and, you know, do more with that. And we'll do some of that healing in the spot. But if you have a clear, balanced chakra that processes these areas of life, in the next 6 months, that's a good thing, because we have more things changing and shifting and growing. And when it's all said and done, it's going to be a better place to be here, but it's a little bumpy. We're right in the middle of it right now. We're right in the middle of those changes, and it's moving fast. So you help yourself by clearing that and being balanced. So I wanted to address that one first, because that's a big deal one. It really is. That one is just like, are you kidding me? Yeah. So if you had relationships that were an issue, now what do you do? Okay, that's actually affecting the second chakra. So I'll go up into the second chakra. The second chakra is our creative chakra. This is where dreams are born, ideas, birth new. It is in right above It's right above the, it goes right up, right through the center of your body and starting at that root with the first one. So the second one's just above it, right where we have all of our reproductive organs. It's about birthing new things in all ways, not just having a baby. New ideas, your dreams, your visions, where you see yourself going. I always see when it's a creative person, it's interesting when I'm doing a reading, I see lots of stars around that chakra. When I see lots of ideas that are being held back and they need to bring them into fruition, they need to be born. And so if you're struggling and you feel a little off when it comes to creative, or it doesn't feel like you're creative at all, see, that would be a closed or shut down chakra. And if you're feeling like you're so creative, you can't even logically put your feet on the ground and balance a checkbook or something like that, now that's a little bit too far the other way. You see what I mean? Because, you know, you've been around the people, the creatives, and man, let me tell you, I'm creative, and I would absolutely love to just stay in those ethers, but I live here, so I have to be anchored in and experience this world in this body. I have to be here. And that makes a much more spiritually grounded person. So I'm still connecting, but I'm grounded. That's important. So you see, they work together. And then if you were to move up to the, third chakra, which we're going to do when we come back from break, now you're getting into some power plays. So we are going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We've got Bill, Will, and Jill on the line, transforming the world one listener at a time, changing and restoring lives in positive ways each time a new show plays. We like callers, so give us a call and we'll give you a holler for being part of it all.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This bud is for you. Hey, Brian.
Tune in for inspiring worldviews, positive talk shows, and good news.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is all about our chakra system and how we want to revisit that and pay attention to whether we need to do some balancing or not. So I'm going over them kind of quickly because there's seven of them I'm trying to fit in here. But like I mentioned earlier, if you just tuned in, yesterday I channeled something very unexpected. I'm doing another live web stream, not the show, a specific live streaming where you can interact with me, send in your questions. You'll be a live chat right there. But we'll work together on it. And if you want to do that, that's July 19th, I believe. And all the information is at my website right on the front page. You'll see it. And it's going to be, I think it's called Chakras Examined or something like that. But it's an update about what we're going through. And I was not expecting to throw that out there, but all of a sudden Michael said, we need to do a little bit more. So we're talking about it today if it's brand new to you, but this is something, if it's something that you really want to dive into and work with someone in energy, I'm an energy healing expert, because the chakras are all about the transformation of your energy. They're energy transformers. How do we process this? And being aware of how important they are, it can change your life. It really can. And that sounds big, but it is that big. It really is. So I'm saying it. And I'm getting nudged. You know, Michael is just really pushing with this one right now. And I have to just go with it. I'm going, okay, yeah, let's do it. There's also some updates on how we're looking at what current energies we're processing and how they're evolving with us. Now, your chakras evolve with you because you're evolving, okay? And for some, you're probably evolving and it feels like your life's just going crazy, no spin dive, you know, like, I don't like any of this. If you don't like change, it's gonna be bumpy. And working with chakras can help make that transition so much better for you. It really can. And the live stream that I'm going to do is going to be about an hour, hour and a half. We're not going to go into 4 weeks of it. You know, it's not like the eighth chakra class where that's really advanced. This is to really give you a good foundation to help you, feel like you have control and to give you your power back. And with that, we are now on the third chakra, which is right at your solar plexus. And that one is a power play chakra. That one, if you're new, like I said, some of you already know some of this, but we're looking at how is it affecting us today. So even if you know chakras, you want to look at this. I've been doing it myself personally, and I've been shifting some of the perspectives and what I've been doing, and it's making a lot of sense. It's starting to open it up because your chakras evolve with you as you ascend and evolve to a higher frequency, right? Okay, yeah. And you're like, oh, they do. Well, yeah, they do. They're shifting too. Everything is moving up. So it's going to be kicking it. It's going to be kicking out all the lower energies that it needs to let go of, like it's a weighted balloon. That needs to go away. That needs to go away. You know, all of maybe it's a belief, a thought, a power struggle with something or someone. Now, the third chakra is your confidence. Yeah, confidence. This one is a big one right now to look at, just like the first one. The second one, you know, each one beside each one works with the one beside it. So, okay. But the first one's big because it's about our security being, you know, like threatened. We lost a job or am I safe? You know, all that kind of stuff. That's really been affected. Second one, creativity and relationships. And, you know, are you afraid to try something new? Look at the second chakra. The third one, your confidence to try something new from the second chakra. That's a great idea that you have. Yeah, he didn't give me any time yesterday to second guess this whole thing. He said, sit down and start typing. And I did. And it was literally automatic typing, the description of all of that and what we were going to do. And I got excited because you know, I'm hungry for this too. I'm hungry for, what do we need now? The world's changing so fast. What do we need now that will help us? The old stuff, yes, there's good foundation and there's structure, but how do I make that fit into where we are today? And that's what I'm talking about. And I'm very excited about that because that's what we need. That's what a lot of people need. A lot of people are waking up for the first time spiritually and they're like, what is going on? What is going on? Because your body is getting your attention. Those chakras are huge when it comes to your own intuition and tapping in and picking up intuitive hits is what I call them. And, you know, it's what I use to connect with the angels and to listen to my higher self and to speak to the divine for positive guidance. Chakra system, yeah. If your chakras are all out of whack or shut down and you wonder, how come I can't pick any of that up? Well, this is a good foundation to get you on the right track. So that third one is a self-love as well. Now, I'm staying on this one a minute because it's a big one. This one, what do you think of yourself? Do you judge yourself? Do you judge another? Because really when we're judging another, it's a reflection back. It's about you. It's always been that way. We're in a big shift for taking accountability for ourselves. And for some, you know, you think you're accountable and then you realize, I thought I was. People that are even in this, that have been doing this kind of stuff for years, are discovering something's shifting. And I am too. And I am just going with it because I'm saying, you know what? This is all brand new to me too. And I want to bring it to you. I said, why would I hold it and wait? Why would I do that? I want to share it with you because I want to see all of humanity feel better, be better. You know, I want everybody to have their happiness. There's no reason to keep that. I'm just putting it out there. You'll know if it resonates with you. It'll click and you can go pursue and look at it even further. Like I said, it's all on my website, jenroyster.com. If you want to go see if that's something that would be of benefit to you. You know, if they're evolving with us, okay, what does that mean? If they're pushing and moving forward, Earth is too. They're not waiting for us. So if you have trouble with change, if you're one of the ones that has trouble with change, you're going to be, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know if I want to do that. They're going to be moving anyway. And when something from underneath is pushing to go up, whatever's on top holding it, it's going to feel more forceful. Let me put it that way. And you don't want forceful. You don't want to feel like that. At the same time, it doesn't have to feel like that. All this difficulty letting go can be a lot easier when you clear and work with this. If you're having digestive issues, third chakra. I know. If you're having, you know, if you're always, you know, holding it like this, you're probably drained and trying to protect yourself from absorbing anymore. If you're empathic, chakras, not just somebody else. Can you just fix it for me? It's time to come to the plate and make your move. Okay. It is. It's time for everybody to do that. Every day I'm surprised with what we're talking about and what we're doing. I'm like, whoa, really? Really? And I still got four more. I got to get out here really quick here. Now, the fourth chakra is the heart chakra. Right in the center of your chest where your real heart's kind of to the left. That one is the one that processes all the emotions. That's where we make heartfelt decisions. And we've been talking about that in some of the shows where we don't want to do so much of a heart, you know, mind, mental. Maybe we're feeling a tug where we want to do something different from our heart. And we struggle with that logic brain saying, well, we've never done it that way. And you feel this inner conflict. The heart chakra. Okay, that one's huge. Powerful. Some people that are waking up there and that one seems to be active, they're even having quivers or like heart palpitations. And that's scary because you go to the doctor, am I okay? Absolutely. Make sure you're okay. Go get it checked out. But when they can't find anything wrong, when you go and you're having all this crazy stuff happening and they can't find anything wrong, look at the chakras and balancing and dig deeper. There's something going on energetically and you want to find out what that is. Now, when we come back from break, we'll do 5, 6, and 7 to close out the show. Like I said, see, I have to go through them fast, but I really wanted to give you an opportunity to discover something that'll be a very powerful benefit to you as you're transforming into a better you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the chakras and we're revisiting what we can do to balance them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
And we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just joining us, where we're revisiting the chakra system, the human chakra system, and becoming, you know, aware again with all the transitions, you know, we might want to look and see if we want to do some balancing in that area. And one more time, go to my website. I got more information on this. I'm going to do another individual live web stream that is not the show, but it will be for those that are really wanting to dive into this. It'll be an hour, hour and a half, and it'll be on July 19th. It's at jenroyster.com. You can go check it out. I'm going to be putting a few of those out because it's just time to do this, right? So we have three more that I want to address. Now, when we hit the fourth chakra, we are now moving from what is a physical part of the physical world. And right when you hit to the fourth chakra, you're shifting to more something more spiritual. And it starts at that heart. So with the fifth chakra, it's at the throat. It's at the throat. And it also is, it'll affect things like if you have chronic sinus stuff, and if you're listening, if you're speaking your truth. It's a communication chakra, communication all the way. Are you communicating clearly? Are you listening? And for a lot of us, we need to listen more. And we need to listen to what our body's telling us. We need to listen to what our higher self is trying to tell us. We need to listen when we ask the angels to help us and or God. I mean, whatever. You're the way you do that. And are we listening? That one is the one that Michael tells me, Archangel Michael. He tells me that one's a bit off. You know, that one's the one that needs to have more attention done to it. It needs to be more. What is he trying to tell me? I'm listening to him right now. Sorry. He said, that one just, you need to listen. That's what he's saying. You need to listen. And I'm thinking, I'm listening. And he says, slow down if you need to. Slow down to actually be more productive. And it'll speed you up. Believe it or not, you'll be more productive and efficient. And for us, we'll feel like we're slowing down because the energy that's coming in and just constant waves coming at us right now and causing all this transition, it just feels like everything keeps moving faster, 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 faster. I can't seem to catch up. Slow down, listen, and stop and ask. Say, hey, okay, maybe there's a better way. Maybe there's another idea here. And it's listening more. So that's one of the things that will help you with awareness if you're having fifth chakra. That is also going to affect the thyroid, anything, communication, throat, listening, speaking your truth. Do you grind your teeth at night? Yep. Look at the fifth chakra. So there's all these things with that. You might even be hearing, and I know I'm going to say voices, but you know, have you ever had that where you're hearing person that's not there? You know, and you're okay. You don't have anything going on there, like clinically, but you know, you want to look at that. You want to pay attention to that. And when you are working with your clairaudience, that one's going to be very involved. Okay. Clairvoyance is your eyes and stuff like that. Now we have two more. Chakra six. Chakra six is right here. It's your mind's eye, your psychic eye. It is the one we use for clairvoyance. It is the one where it's your second sight. It's called all different kinds of things. It's the clear vision. Clair means clear seeing, clear hearing, clear knowing. It's clear because it's coming from the energy and a higher dimension. It's coming from a higher frequency. It's coming from the higher self. It's kind of that, you know, that's the way it is for me anyway. And what I use several of them, and keeping the chakras balanced and working efficiently helps with any of your intuitive gifts or psychic gifts that you are developing or working on. You can't ignore your energy transformers. You just can't ignore them. They have to be taken care of. They have to be cleaned, just like your house. They have to process energy, and then they leave, it's removed and released. And a lot of times we hold on to energy we don't need to. And I'm going to jump back because that's a third chakra. If we're trying to control, you know, and we hold every, if you're holding, it's a control thing. Yes, I know. I know. I had to deal with that one I did. I had to deal with that one. I've had to deal with all of these, but the more I have opened my awareness and I work with this with intention, the healthier I am in mind, body, soul, spirit, you name it. My intuition is clearer. I'm happier. And that's what I want for you. So one more before I run out of time, we have the seventh chakra. And the seventh chakra is at the top of the crown. And that is the one that connects. It's a spiritual chakra. It's the one that, that's the one where, you know, that's before you get to the eighth. The other workshop I have out there is the eighth chakra. That's the 4-week one, just on one chakra. Yeah. And that seventh chakra is your spiritual connection. As that's your gateway. You're starting to now go up into higher realms that are not of this plane. And that one can have, if it's feeling, that one would be one that's been yanked around a little bit in the last few years, spiritual confusion. You don't know what you believe anymore. You don't know what to believe. Maybe you felt like you were raised one way and now it's just different. Or you find yourself going from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And you don't know where you feel or you feel landed. It's another one if you're not grounded, scattered thinking, if you just can't keep your focus, stuff like that. Oh, yeah. That would be up in that one. You enjoy being, you know, you enjoy being up there. And who wouldn't, you know? I mean, it's happier up there, right? That one is going to have a tie to the first one with addiction as well. Because if you are, you know, trying to avoid, you're not grounded. Because we came here on this plane to live it. We did. We came here to live it in the body, grounded and present. Your spiritual experience came here to experience it in a physical way. So you don't want to avoid. You don't want to escape. You see, then it goes into that. And the other course that I have out there on the eighth chakra goes really into that more for the eighth chakra. But I'm not even going to go there with this one because this stuff gets really deep. I wanted to give you something today to bring awareness, because awareness is the first step of doing something to make it different. And honestly, I talk about salt baths, jumping in the ocean. And the reason I do, that's a great way to pull energy off and just to kind of give you a peaceful whoa, you know. The energy that we have coming up in July has also got peace in it. Peace and love. Hey, can you say peace and love? Can you remember the 60s? It's like that's the kind of energy. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, that's going to be kind of nice after all the crazy stuff. So, you know, energy constantly changes, but we're getting a little bit of a reprieval so we can catch our breath. And it's a perfect time to balance the chakras as well, because you want to have everything that you can right with you right now for this next 6 months coming up in the rest of the year. Change can be very, very positive. And if you choose positive change, you know, it's kind of like the world's your oyster. You can be everything you really dreamed you could possibly be. You can make a difference. You can be part of the better world. You name it, the sky's the limit. So this is a big deal. And I really want to help you do that. I really wanted to talk about that today. And next week on the show, we're going to do the energies and the angel messages for the upcoming month of July. So you might want to jot that down, because I'll be doing intuitive readings on that show. And other than that, I want to bid you farewell and thank you so much for listening today or watching on the live stream. All the information on the live stream, if you want to check it out in archives, is on my website, jenroyster.com. I wish you so much love and peace and happiness and balanced chakras. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit
www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.